Volodymyr Zelensky makes bid to become Trump's best friend with inauguration praise. By Francis Martel on January 21, 2025. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky offered some of the most effusive praise for President Donald Trump on the occasion of his inauguration on Monday. A stark contrast to his apparent support for former election rivals Joe Biden and Kamala Harris during the 2024 campaign. Zelensky published a statement celebrating Trump as a strong person and always decisive, expressing optimism about his country's relationship to Washington during the second Trump term. He congratulated Trump a second time during a video message to the Ukrainian people also published on Monday, encouraging Ukrainians by suggesting that the Russian invasion may soon come to an end with Trump's policies in action. Zelensky maintained friendly relations with Trump during his first term and played a protagonist role in the Democratic impeachment saga, denying Democrats' claims that Trump intimidated or otherwise acted inappropriately with him during a phone call. In the Biden era, Zelensky struggled to contain public frustrations with former President Biden before Russia launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Following the invasion, Biden offered billions of dollars in aid to the Ukrainian military, which Zelensky received with more demands for funding and weapons. By 2024, Zelensky was regularly participating in engagements with Biden and his officials. He publicly expressed doubts that Trump, should he return to office, could negotiate an end to the war that would not require Ukraine to sacrifice its sovereign territory. He also made a widely criticized public appearance in Pennsylvania, an election battleground state, in which he praised the Biden administration for its support for Ukraine. Zelensky began offering effusive support for Trump immediately after his election victory and was among the first world leaders to speak to the president-elect in November. He continued publicly lauding Trump on Monday, sending his well wishes. "Today is a day of change and also a day of hope for the resolution of many problems, including global challenges," Zelensky said in a statement. "President Trump is always decisive, and the peace through strength policy he announced provides an opportunity to strengthen American leadership and achieve a long-term and just peace, which is the top priority. We wish you success, President Trump," he concluded. "We look forward to active and mutually beneficial cooperation. We are stronger together, and we can provide greater security, stability, and economic growth to the world and our two nations." In a video message later on Monday in Ukrainian, Zelensky described the current moment as a good opportunity for progress on ending the Russian invasion because of the inauguration. "He is a strong person," Zelensky said of Trump. "I wish President Trump and all of America success. Ukrainians are ready to work together with Americans to achieve peace, true peace. This is an opportunity that must be seized." Zelensky was not present at Trump's inauguration on Monday. While foreign leaders have never traditionally been guests at American inaugurations, Trump's second one was unique in that it was the first in history to do so. At least four foreign heads of state, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, as well as Presidents Javier Milei of Argentina, Santiago Peña of Paraguay, and Daniel Noboa of Ecuador, were in attendance, as well as scores of foreign diplomats. Zelensky suggested in a recent interview that the Ukrainian war effort would keep him away, but added that he was never invited. The president confirmed this in a subsequent interview. Trump has called for a near immediate end to the Russian invasion of Ukraine throughout the past year and, while criticizing the Biden administration's spending on the war, he has remained friendly towards Zelensky. In remarks in September, for example, Trump recalled Zelensky's support during the failed attempt to impeach him during his first term. "When they did the impeachment hoax, one of the reasons we won it so easily is that when Zelensky was asked, it was over a phone call with the president, and he said he could have grandstanded and played cute, but he didn't do that," Trump told reporters at the time. He said President Trump did absolutely nothing wrong. "He said it loud and clear, and the impeachment hoax died right there. He was like a piece of steel." During that interview, Trump also lamented that Ukraine, and Zelensky personally, had gone through hell during the war and asserted it has to end. Zelensky had recently made a trip to Pennsylvania when Trump made the remarks, visiting an ammunition factory to thank them for supplying the Ukrainian military. Zelensky traveled there on an Air Force jet, setting off significant criticism as the jet is paid for by American taxpayers. "I am grateful to the people of Scranton, Pennsylvania, and all the states where Americans are building this incredible arsenal of global freedom. Together, we are strengthening the defense of liberty and democracy, the Ukrainian president said at the time. In an interview at the time, Zelensky condemned Vice President J.D. Vance, then Trump's running mate, as too radical on Ukraine and suggested that neither he nor Trump understood the war. His, Vance's, message seems to be that Ukraine must make a sacrifice. This brings us back to the question of the cost and who shoulders it, Zelensky told The New Yorker. The idea that the world should end this war at Ukraine's expense is unacceptable. But I do not consider this concept of his a plan, in any formal sense. This would be an awful idea. The House Oversight Committee opened an investigation into Zelensky's visit on the grounds that it could be interpreted as Zelensky campaigning for Biden on U.S. soil. The committee seeks to determine whether the Biden-Harris administration attempted to use a foreign leader to benefit Vice President Harris's presidential campaign and, if so, necessarily committed an abuse of power, Chairman Representative James Comer, RKY, said announcing the investigation. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.